Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Now that we have no more distractions, I'm at home where it's quiet and hopefully my thoughts will flow. Okay, so here's some injury report updates. Unfortunately, Jamie Benn has been put on the injury reserve list, which means he'll be out for a little while. They're saying within the week, if he's cleared, he'll play again. But we're just bringing up more people. I mean, Les Barance is the next man up that they're bringing up to play tonight. He's another really great player. What I think is really interesting and I find really entertaining is when injuries happen, we get to see a lot of the talented young people that are still fighting for a spot to get on the squad once and for all. And see, that's what happens when great hockey teams are great, because you can either be scared and worried as a fan and think, oh my gosh, a key player is down and we're not going to play well. Or you go, look at all the various amounts of talent that we truly have on our squad. And we do. We have quite a bit. We still have, you know, the trickling of veterans. You got Cogliano, you got Pavelski. Those guys will keep everybody intact, I believe. Klingberg, and even now Miro Heiskanen in his third season, I'm starting to consider him as a veteran as well. So remember what I said in the beginning of the season. Veteran talent with incredible youth as well. And when you got those two things together very consistently, you'll find that you have a great hockey team. And that's kind of what's happening around the league. You will hear the big names, but the question is, do you have enough people on the back end and you have enough youth and people to help you get faster? And we definitely have that. And like I said, Jake Olinger, let's see how he does tonight. The guy is drafted pretty high. He was 23rd overall in the first round in 2017. But, you know, that's actually pretty high for a goaltender, because goaltenders don't tend to get drafted very high. Everyone seems to want to look for, you know, stuff like, you know, right wing, left wing defensemen. Those guys tend to be the first ones to go in a draft. But for someone to be drafted in the first round as a goaltender, that tells us a whole lot about his pedigree. He went to Boston College, and they win lots of national championships when it comes to hockey. It's usually Boston College. That team up north, I'm an Ohio State fan. For those that know who I'm talking about, I will say it one time, that is Michigan. You will never hear me say that name again in this podcast. I'm only telling those who don't know what I'm talking about. From now on, it will be referred to as the team up north, because that's a team we despise in Ohio State world. But North Dakota is another team that wins a lot of national championships. So if you're at Boston, North Dakota, that team up north, those are teams that normally are big hockey teams as well. And if you can get people from college of those universities of that caliber, you're doing a pretty good job, because those teams usually translate really well to the NHL. So we got Detroit back on our palette for tonight. Expect them to come out and play. Don't lay down for them. You know, we know that Detroit's still rebuilding, but they have a few pieces. Mantha is their top centerman, their top player. I'm sure he'll be out there to play. And just remember, we still have, after tonight, we'll have six more times that we will play Detroit this year. Every team we play, because it's all divisional play, will be a total of eight times. I will be regurgitating that information probably throughout the year, just to give you guys an idea of how different this season will be and probably how fun and unique it will be, because there'll be time for rivalry and bad blood to be spat and to be ensued, you know. So I think that will be interesting. This weekend we have Carolina and a back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday. And Carolina is usually a really good hockey team in the regular season. So we'll have a lot to see how that will go. That'll be probably our first road series of the year. We were lucky to get to play at home as long as we did, because normally when the season starts, we don't get to start at home. So that's probably a really good thing that we got the home cooking that we did at the time that we did. So this will probably be more of a eloquent, I hope, pregame show than what that minute and a half that I did earlier was. So anyway, big game in 2 hours and 30 minutes. I'm deciding which jersey I'm going to wear. I always make sure I deck myself out in victory green. Hopefully everybody else will be ready for the game tonight. And like I always said, this is the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And this is your buddy Jeff. Go Stars!